on watching the 158th consecutive episode of House.
1. The cold open is a man collapsing. You are always collapsing. The man is giving away $1 million. Consider altruism a symptom. 2. House shaves his beard and head. Punk music plays. We are meant to think of this as a new beginning. 3. House has a new recruit on his diagnostic team. She is lithe and beautiful in a non-offensive way. Her hair is done up in a way that no doctor's would ever be. This escapes House's notice. Nothing escapes House's notice. 4. Through diegetic sound, we are meant to understand that the new orthopedics lab is annoying. 5. The new recruit, who increasingly resembles the charmless Mandy Moore, is performing an ultrasound in heels. She is bereft of lab coat. 6. House is racist. This is okay because he doesn't use bad words, and we are meant to understand that House is us, and we are not racist. Foreman is now the dean of medicine. They exist in detente. 7. 13 shows up to tell House to stop calling her. He says no. His inability to respect others is what endears us to him. 8. The patient is a plot device. The patient is the apotheosis of altruism. The patient is tachycardic. 9. House is balding, or Hugh Laurie is balding. The camera doesn't address this, and neither should you. 10. Wilson appears long enough to make a thinly veiled, selfish argument for altruism. Something about end-stage renal disease. It's not important. The patient has long QT. 11. The patient has a wife. She is not philanthropic. The patient's hands are trembling. 12. House is sexist. This is okay because he is a straight shooter. He says what we are thinking but would never say aloud. 13 has a new girlfriend. House says nothing. He is not himself, just as we are not ourselves. 13. House, Wilson, and Foreman have a walk and talk. Walking gives the story the illusion of moving forward. House walks with his cane on the wrong side, as always. 14. We are back to a diagnosis of Whipple's disease. It's most certainly not Whipple's. 15. House does clinic hours. House mocks his clinic patient in a way that makes us feel smart and morally superior. 16. It's not Whipple's. House drugs the patient. 17. House stands on the mezzanine, despondent. He throws Mike and Ike's at the clueless janitor below. You remind yourself that he is brilliant, that not just anyone can abuse the privilege of class. 18. The patient's wife appears. She wants to be loved more than others. She wants love to be selfish. We know it is. 19. The patient is Jesus. The patient is giving all their organs away. This is crazy. We should all do this. 20. Keep in mind there are a lot of moving pieces. Keep in mind I've had too much wine. 21. It seems like acute intermittent porphyria, but it can't be yet. We are meant to know we are still missing something. You are missing something. 22. 13 has a speech about the ethics of responsibility. We again believe in a social contract. House plays along for our benefit. 23. Renal cancer lady is finally dead. And 13 is back. And Wilson reveals the answer. It's Plummer's disease. His thyroid is responsible for his charitable urges. It was the iodine contrast after all. His love for his family returns. He is human again. Absolute generosity is obviously stupid. House generously fires 13. 24. House is mean to those who love him the most. We are meant to understand that we are. House is in pain. House is always in pain. We are all in pain. 25. Except this time he's not. No Vicodin, no prostitutes, no Cuddy. No death, no sorrow. No physical reminders of life's ceaseless suffering. No walking. Just nothing. Just you. Alone. Cain on the wrong side. As always.